I'll continue along our state semifinal previews, and West Sioux among those in the Class A field. We're talking now with their head coach, Ryan Schwiesau. Coach, you know, your season is going to end in Cedar Falls, whether that be in a semifinal or a final, and that is never an easy thing to do. I'm sure it's not something you guys take for granted there at West Sioux.
No, especially not after the last 2 years. We had been fortunate enough to find ourselves in there 5 of the last 6 years, and then we had a 2-year hiatus, and it's never easy to get there, and you don't want to take it for granted, so we're real happy to be back.
I know when I talked to you earlier on this year, you'd mentioned to me you guys were playing some really good football, and that was coming after, kind of a tough go last year. I guess just speak to how this group, grew and became a semifinal team.
We've been playing some really young kids the last couple of years, and we just matured. There's a big difference just physically between freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors. And, I think that's a big difference. Just physically, we're bigger, faster, and stronger than what we were, just from being in the weight room. And obviously last year, Blake had broke his leg, and so, we had lost him, so we got him back this year, and just his presence being there has just been huge.
Your quarterfinal, you get to the Dome after a win over a really good ACGC team. I know it looked like you guys kind of were able to find a rhythm in the second half. Tell me about that game and what stood out to you there on Friday.
Well, credit to ACGC. They're a really, really excellent football program and a great football team, and I thought our kids just matched their physicality. That was my concern coming in, is they just play so physical. We did a great job of tackling in open space. The Crawford kid is a tremendous back, and a couple times he busted out in the open, but we were able to get him on the ground before it was before he was in the end zone. So I thought we did a great job of tackling in space, and I thought we matched our physicality, and we were efficient enough on offense, although we messed up some things a couple times in the red zone going in to score that we probably should have left a few points out there. Our defense played good enough to keep us in the game.
Now looking to the semifinals, sometimes you get to Cedar Falls and you get to play a team that you know nothing about or that you've never seen before. Obviously not the case for you guys with MMCRU. First off, when you look back at that matchup the first time around, what'd you guys learn?
Yeah, we know Marcus is a really good team. We learned that they have a very solid defense. We knew that going in, watching on film. And, we turned the ball over 6 times that game. And we know that you can't beat really good teams if you're going to do that. And, so we're happy to get a rematch with them. Obviously, we think we deserve to be there. We know they deserve to be there. And, I'm glad the state had separated us all the way through, so we get to have that matchup on the Dome floor.
What's maybe one or two things, with this matchup that you feel good about with your team?
I just feel good. Like we're playing a little better football than maybe the first time. I'm sure they've improved a bunch too, at least on film. I like that we've been running the ball a lot better than we did that first time we played them. We were not running the ball real well up to that point. We've worked really hard on that. There's that saying where you have, so far this year we've had 10 wins and one lesson. And last year we had 3 wins and 6 lessons. And so, you really get exposed in games where you get beat of what you don't do well. And that was one thing that we really needed to work on. And I think we're playing a lot better football because we're able to run the ball much better than we were at that time.
What would you say is the most important thing? I know turnovers are obviously going to be up there, but what else do you feel like you guys will really have to do to have a shot?
Just the lights can't be too bright. A couple of these guys have been here before to the Dome. So, we're gonna rely a little bit on that experience, just that we've been there before, and you just gotta go play your game. Obviously, you just gotta do your assignments, and sometimes when you get in big games like this, kids want to do too much, and quite honestly, you just gotta do your job. And I think if we just do our job on offense and defense, and don't get too excited, I think we're gonna be all right.
That is Ryan Schwiesau, the head football coach at West Sioux. Coach, we appreciate the time today and wish you the best of luck going forward.
All right. Thank you.